get the latest going ons at Kids Sports Online, kidsports.org. She's the executive director, one of the great hoopers ever at Oregon, a coach, an Olympian, a Hall of Famer. You can follow her on Twitter. Use the handle at KidsSportsBev. Bev Smith checks in. Bev, it is always my pleasure. How are things with you?
Hi, Steve. Things are great. It's good to be on. And you guys were just talking about working out, and that's one of the things. It's hard to get in when you get really old like we are. when I used to play, it was just the best job possible, because you got to practice and work out every day, and you got two birds with one stone killed, because you got your workout and you were doing your work, and those were the good old days, let me tell you.
Yeah, you know, I once had a buddy of mine who played minor league baseball. And then after that ended, he played Legion ball and was semi-pro. And he had a really good game. And one of the guys was like, wow, that was like the Rick Whitney of old. And he goes, no, that was the Rick Whitney of young.
Yes. So, yeah, as you get older, those only happen occasionally. So
that's why I play golf, Bev. I can do that until my time runs out. Now, I know you just took part and were one of the speakers at the 2018 Oregon Sports Summit last week. Seems like a really unique, progressive event. What kind of experience was that? And for folks not familiar, I guess, what are some of the aspects and kind of, you know, the information you share and learn over those 2 days?
Yeah, great event put on, the Oregon Sports Summit and put on by, you know, Traveling County and Eugene Cascade Sport Authority. And it just is a really neat, innovative, like you said, and progressive for the state of Oregon to bring all sort of people who are involved in sporting events, from, you know, big-time events with the University of Oregon to just youth sport events, which we would be involved in, to volleyball, basketball, youth soccer. And it really gives people an opportunity to sit with people that offer sponsorships, and gives you an idea of how to approach people and what research to do when you're holding an event and you would like to have, you know, maybe a Coca-Cola or a Carl's Jr. or an auto group, you know, sponsor your event, because they do like to be involved in the community. So there was some great information on that. There was great information about how to run an event, you know, what sort of services you need, what kind of liability insurance you need. We often don't think about those things, but it's all fun and games, you know, until something goes wrong.
Sure.
Or something gets hurt. Some really good presentations by events that are currently happening. Oregon 21, obviously, with the 2021 championships. Tracktown USA gave a great presentation on what they're looking to do and how they're looking to involve the community. Really good industry secrets and opportunities to connect with like-minded people who are looking to put on the events, not just to, you know, to raise money, but also to give the community an opportunity not to travel and host events here, which are good for our kids and our adults, and also good for our businesses to have people coming in from out of the community to visit Eugene and see what we're all about.
I want to get a quick thought on this Oregon women's basketball team. You were there Sunday. I've been banned since I showed up on Sunday. This team in general, I mean, I see a group that brings the joy of the game, maybe some other characteristics. What stands out to you when you watch this team play?
Well, I think what we forget is how young they are, you
right.
know, and I think our expectation on Sunday was maybe Stanford's a little down, you know, it's ripe for Oregon to play and, you know, to get this game. But, you know, you can never underestimate Stanford. You can never underestimate Coach Vanderveer.
Yeah.
And, you know, they came out with a great game plan, and I thought our players just looked a little bit young. You know, it was an older Stanford's certainly got some leadership there, a little bit young too. But, you know, you could just see some of that youth. And it's not a bad thing. I think if you would ask Kelly, it wasn't a great loss, but it's a loss that they can learn from, and I think it's humbling at times as they all felt it. But I do see great character. I see, like you just said, a joy and a passion for the game and to be competitive and to be at your best and to defend your home court in a way that I know it really hurt them not to win that game, because they are a very proud group and they take a lot of pride in you know, representing the university and their basketball team in the best ways possible. But they always really bounce back, and that's I think a tribute to their character and to the culture that Kelly and his assistant coaches have formed. And they're fun to watch because they compete so hard. I mean, I got a first hand look at Maite when, you know, she didn't get what she thought was the right call, and and you know, this steely, yep, serious look right in the face of official, but she didn't go beyond. You know, she knew she had to focus and get back into it, and that's what I love about them. They're competitors, and they are going to fight to the last minute, and they take a lot of pride in what they accomplished last year, but they know they have so much more to accomplish this year, and they're not looking for shortcuts. So if you know, they didn't, you know, stay true to some of the things that they wanted to on Sunday, you can rest assured that coming this weekend and the following weekends, they'll take those lessons and put them to good use for the future.
Now, let's get to that project, which a couple of years ago I insisted was never going to take root, Civic Park. You've been involved since its infancy, putting the plans in motion, working to get funding. So here we are, February 8th, 2018. What's the latest update on the field house and the project in general?
Well, the project is moving along, Steve. We've had great support from our community. We've been able to secure some lottery-backed bonds that we've already talked about from the state in terms of helping us to reach our fundraising goal. It is a big lift. It's a $35 million project, which we've really been able to move and get to where we're past the halfway point. As of today, we sit at about $20.4 million. I'm out purchasing a couple of lottery tickets right now in order to, you know, keep adding to that. But we're well on our way, and we, as an organization, both Kids Sports and the Eugene Civic Alliance, feel that this project has great potential to put a shovel in the ground in June. If we continue to fundraise and get to probably around $25 million, we would be able to turn that around. We need an indoor facility such as the Field House, which is a 4-court full-size middle school basketball facility, where we would have 4 courts that can convert into, you know, 2 high school basketball courts and some volleyball courts and pickleball courts and indoor recreational activities. We do need that. You know, we are looking at right now our winter basketball program. We have about 2,500 kids playing in the winter basketball, which is the most we've had since 2009. And I think it's a combination of both the women's and men's team at Oregon having such great runs and successful years last year really kind of galvanizes the community. And as well, I think people are really looking to, you know, have an experience at home and play at home and stay in an in-town league. And so we are really struggling with you know, enough facilities in our school districts.
Right.
Both Bethel, 4J, and Springfield all play just an incredible role in helping us to find those facilities. But, you know, as we have mentioned before, the most competitive sport right now is our youth volunteer coaches signing up for gym time because it just doesn't exist. And so a building that we are looking to build would really help alleviate some of that stress that we place on our school facilities.
Well, if you have the money, I hope it's in a mattress or a guaranteed money market and not the Dow, NASDAQ, or S&P the last week.
No, we haven't quite contributed in that way, but we do have it safe and secure for our donors to know escrow account. So
yay,
it's all there and accounted for.
Nice. So Valentine's Day is nearly here as we continue with Bev Smith of Kids Sports. And you guys are hosting a tournament, not on the 14th, but that weekend. And, of course, you can learn the detail on the website, kidsports.org. So, in general, what are the age groups, how to register? What are the key details that parents, guardians, and players need to know?
Yes, so the 2018 Valentine's Tournament, the Kids Sports Valentine's Tournament, is happening on the 17th and 18th of February this year. The registration deadline for the tournament is actually tomorrow, so this is great timing just to see if you want to sign up. It's for 5th through 8th grade boys and girls side of the bracket. It's $195 for a team. We really try to keep that entry registration fee as low as we can, and we get great sponsorship from Dr. Andy Benyon, an orthodontic dentist in town. He's actually a fellow that coaches in our league, but he really wants to provide, you know, our kids' sports teams with an opportunity to play in a tournament without having to travel. And so it's an excellent tournament. We have some raffle prizes. Dr. Binion offers a raffle prize to everyone that registers, and it's a certificate entitled to a half-off sort of new patient orthodontic case treatment, which is an excellent thing that if, you know, a family needs that, that's part of the package. And we also offer some, you know, just some basically $100 gift certificates that we're presenting this year to both a boy and a girl on each side of the league who exhibit and exemplify what is called a Positive Coaching Alliance, honoring the game and being a triple impact competitor. We also offer, you know, an opportunity for our coaches on both sides of the bracket for boys and girls to win a $100 Dick's Sporting Goods certificate as well, you know, to a coach that really represents and exemplifies a double goal coaching philosophy that means, yeah, you know, I really want to win the game and win the tournament, but I also won't do that at the expense of compromising, you know, the other valuable life lessons that are involved with coaching a youth sport team in basketball and any other sport for that matter.
A couple final thoughts for Bev Smith at Kids Sports. I'm not sure I ever asked you about this, but with yesterday being letter of intent signing day for football, obviously you went through the recruiting process coming out of your high school in Salmon Arm, Canada, and I'm guessing there were no cameras or multiple hats in those days, but what do you remember about that time and maybe what your other considerations were and what made you say, nope, Oregon?
Yeah, well, we had a landline, and we actually had a party line at my house, so, you know, sometimes your recruiting calls would get interrupted. And, you know, certainly a different era of recruiting. I really did only get about three offers, you know, through the recruiting process. One certainly was from Oregon, but my sister did play here as well, and so it was kind of an inside track for her. I was recruited by Central Missouri, way down in the south, and that was because I played with our junior national team and had a tournament in Squaw Valley where a coach saw me there. And then Seattle University recruited me, and then a couple of universities in Canada. And this was just an opportunity, Steve, for me to kind of leave my comfort zone in Canada. I knew that I really wanted to sort of be challenged, and I was, you know, at a young age, at 18, I was on our Canadian women's national basketball team, and I could do three things. I could run, play defense, and rebound. And I just really felt that I wanted to stretch myself a little bit and come down to Oregon. And I did have a chance to be one of the first ever full-ride scholarship athletes. So that was something that was, you know, important to me, given that my family didn't have the means to send me to school without that scholarship. So it really you know, filled a couple of things for me in terms of stretching me academically and athletically. And I can tell you, on both sides of the equation, my academic career here was outstanding. I was in human physiology and got really stretched and really enjoyed the education that I had. But obviously the basketball was even more fantastic. And there's not many places like Mac Court to play in and to have the ability to, you know, have the Eugene community support you. But, you know, it was a different day and age, but it was exciting when I, you know, I got to sign a letter of intent and, you know, there was a flashbulb that maybe went off in our house and a cake that was eaten, but that was the extent of it.
That's great. So you ran, played defense, rebound. I assume you eventually learned to score because I think you still have the single game record at 38.
Yes. Well, you know, I think in one of my first games ever on the national team, we played the United States with Nancy Lieberman, Carol Blazejowski, and I was an 18-year-old, and I was new. I ran, I rebounded, I defended, I never shot, and we actually won the game. And we had two prolific scorers on that team. And the next, I thought, God, this is easy. We beat the United States of America. They won, you know, a silver medal in 76 Olympics. And the next day, we played the Hungarian team, the national team, and they actually scouted that game. And they left me wide open, Steve, and double-teamed my two other teammates who were prolific scorers. And I was 0-for-12. And it was like, okay, I got to grow up and I got to learn how to shoot the ball. So, you know, those are the lessons that you learn. I went back and started to shoot probably 10,000 shots in the year and came back in 79 after that 78 game and went to the World Championships in Korea. Korea had also scouted that game, and they left me open in the first game of the World Championships. And to my satisfaction and to my relief, I think I was 7-for-12, and we actually won the game. So, you know, it's just all about what I see in the women's team here in Oregon. You learn from those losses, and they don't become losses, they become lessons. And that's what I tell our kids that I coach. It's, you know, the difference between a good shooter and a great shooter is about 10,000 shots.
By the way, great tidbit, Cus. You mentioned Carol, the Blaze, who for many years, you know, she's a Jersey girl.
She is.
Yes, set the Madison Square Garden record for points until Michael Jordan broke it, but she didn't have a three-pointer, so... She was spectacular. I saw her play many times. And she's an exec now with the New York Liberty in the WNBA. She's fantastic.
Yeah, she was just way ahead of her time in shooting. And you know, thank God back then we didn't have a three-point line because I would have been 0-for-15. So it's, you know, you all put it all in perspective.
So lastly, let's get to what I'm not asking. I know there's always so much happening with you at kids' sports registrations, tournaments, camps. What the folks need to know about, you know, what's happening right now or coming up soon on the calendar.
Sure. Thanks for allowing me to do that. You know, we have all of our doors wide open today, and we have a lot of people trickling in because they are pretty sure that soccer season starts next week. We still have about a month left in our basketball season, but our registration for both spring soccer and lacrosse are open as we speak. So check out the website, www.kidsports.org, or come by. You can register early and get a big start on the upcoming spring soccer and lacrosse season, which are always exciting sports to get back outside, especially when the weather is like this. Who could have ever predicted this?
No, this is awesome. Bev, I always enjoy our chats. Always a lot of fun. Always a lot to learn. You be well, and obviously look forward to talking again not too soon down the road.
Thanks for having us on, Steve. Go Kids. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too.